to do the motion first? Okay, out of executive session, we should probably do this motion and then move on with the interviews. So I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board approve the settlement of the matter of McAllister versus Madison Plains Local School District Board of Education and authorization for the superintendent to execute the settlement agreement, of which the copy that we have present today. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
I moved, Don seconded. Any discussion? No further discussion. Tim, can you take the roll, please?
Sure. Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay.
See how easy that was?
No, let's move on to, no, anything that easy. So let's go ahead and move on to the questions for our folks that are going to be coming over here. So Linda and I had some back and forth with some of the questions, and what we have is the revision that was done for that. Dave, are your questions going to fit into any of the sections that they have for experience and roles?
Yeah.
Okay, and where might, what sections might they fit in? And then when we get to that section.
Ken, like I said, I may not ask at all. I just want to move along here and see how it's going, but I'll make sure I ask it to everybody at the same time.
Okay. Okay, we want to stay within the half hour. I want to give our interviewees an opportunity to ask us some questions so that we're not always asking them questions. So I don't know if that's going to be, you know, a 5 or 10 minute gig for us. We do have quite a few questions that are on here. I'm not sure we'd be able to get through all of these and have time for their questions in the time allotted.
Do you want to pick through some updates or questions, or do you want to just go with the whole thing? Or?
I would rather just have Ken give them all.
Okay.
Unless somebody
has a question you want to throw in.
Okay. I'll definitely ask question one. I like question three. I'm not so sure about question two for the experience area. Describe your experience in working with parents, community members. I think we can pass on that one unless we've got time. It could be, and you know, if we have time, maybe we can come back to that.
Are you going to ask them just to give a little bit of background on themselves, right?
Yeah, I was going to, first two questions were basically going to be, tell me about yourself, and then why do you want the position, which is essentially what question number one is. And the roles and responsibilities, I'd like to hear what they have to say, what our challenges are.
I just think it's going to be hard for them to understand that, since they may not understand what all the board does.
But I think it'll be good to understand where they're thinking.
What they're thinking is,
and see what they know. And I think a few of them have a good idea of some of the things that's coming out. I like question three. So again, I'll pass on question two. I'd like to have at least two questions in each section, and then because that could, we can, yeah, we can have that go on. Now, Linda, I think we'll pick one of yours and one of mine. How's that sound? So, which one of yours, the parent calling you at home or you're at a ball game, do you like better? Okay, Dave, Don, do you guys have a preference as to?
I like to find out about the parent calling you at home.
Okay, I think we mostly get calls instead of people talking to us at the board game, so number four will be that one.
Did you say you were going to do
number four?
Okay.
Number four.
You're not going to do one or two then?
I'm going to do one of those.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about doing number one.
Okay.
I think it's a good choice.
Number one, I like the band.
Are you in the leadership section now, or are you just looking at the conflict management? Okay, good. All right, our last section.
Yeah, I really don't care about the first one. I'd like to know about number two. And I'd like to know about number six.
What section?
In the very last section.
The last one.
Potential contribution.
Oh, okay.
Now, Linda, 6 and 7 were ones that you had, if I'm not mistaken.
And you said 2 and 6 on this one?
Yep.
And we might even be able to get 7 in. We'll see how that time, goes.
Mr. President, I'm asking you stricken that one. Because if someone would answer that, they didn't really care for it here, and then we wouldn't hire them in or ask them to take that spot in the board, that would be something they would use and say, they didn't like me because of that.
I didn't think about that.
That's the only reason I don't want that one on there.
Number 7?
Yeah.
How do you feel about moving the campus to one side? I don't think it was a good idea. We shouldn't have done it. You know, it's already done. It doesn't matter now. And for them to get that, then we wouldn't appoint them. I don't want them to feel that would be the first
thing. That was the question.
They didn't appoint me because I agree with people that we should have had more.
You're asking them to pass judgment on one of your actions.
Yeah. It's already been done. Don't worry about it. That's since he bring it up.
You're saying strike number 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Because I want everybody to feel comfortable with saying questions. I don't think that's a question. I don't want to put anybody on the spot. And if they don't agree with it, that's fine. That was their opinion. But I don't want, and if they wouldn't get appointed, that would be something they would say. Well,
we don't need second guessing or hiring.
It's a done deal, so it's already been completed.
No, I'm fine right here. I'm fine right here.
That'll be good.
Yep. Okay, so I'll ask them to tell us a little bit about themselves. Question 1, question 3, question 1, question 3, question 1, question 4, question 2, and question 6. And Dave, whenever you have your questions and those
areas. I probably won't have any questions we're asking. I should be able to answer.
You think you'll be all right with that? Okay, good. And then after we're done with the questions, we'll
But I want everybody to feel that same way if they want to ask a question.
Oh, yeah. That's
you're entitled to ask the question you want.
And what you're looking for is someone that can be part of the team, guys, that you can
I like what Vicki did with getting these questions out, and then everybody's able to respond to them. Everybody had that opportunity.
We can kind of get an opportunity to go over and
talk about it.
And they're speaking, we might hear something else that we want to say something about. Like Dave said, we might think of something after talking. They may say something.
I would rather those extra questions be more for clarification. If we ask a different question, like a that is following along that suit, I want to be able to ask that question to all of the candidates, so that we can be fair.
Your first candidate is here. You know, first or something?
I wouldn't start until 7:30. Says we did anything wrong.
Yeah.
Fair and consistent.
Okay, you're still on. This.
So good. Well, we've got a 5-minute recess. I'll take this out to